This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Oh, you really took some liberties on the tune of that.
I like to keep it fresh, baby. I like to keep the romance alive, you know?
I love that. I appreciate it. Before we introduce the topic, we have a rock hard segment for you today. 69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A 66-year-old woman lost her divorce case after French courts ruled that she violated her marital duty by refusing to have sex with her husband. She is appealing the case, declaring it was partly due to her poor health and her husband's violence. Backed by two different feminist groups, they are fighting the notion of sexual servitude as it's a violation of physical integrity. Consent is a fundamental right. And a must. Between this and the anti-hijab legislation, I gotta say, fuck you, France.
On TikTok's popular hashtag FreakTok, vanilla shaming is the new kink shaming. In this kink-positive corner of the internet, where knife play, choking, and rough sex are the norm, the users whose taste doesn't travel to extremes are being shamed. One user named Lily said, "Vanilla is the new frigid. Not wanting to be choked doesn't mean you're boring. People kept saying that I didn't know how to have a good time and that I obviously wasn't comfortable with my sexuality. Here at GOP, we will not yuck anyone's yum. Vanilla is as delicious a flavor as any other."
A recent study shows that the way heterosexual women feel about their romantic partners depends, in part, on where they are in their menstrual cycle. As women approach ovulation, they tend to view their partners more negatively. Scientists think women may have evolved to subtly distance themselves from partners at peak fertility to capitalize on other mating opportunities. I know I, for one, am as horny as a cat in heat when I'm ovulating, so yeah, given the opportunity, I'm going to be on the prowl.
The son of a Chinese politician died after engaging in sex games with two women while speeding in his Ferrari. The naked body of 23-year-old Ling Gu was pulled from the mangled million-dollar vehicle along with two women who were in various states of undress. While the details of the sex games are still unknown, we can tell you that one of the tenets of safe sex is to avoid doing it while operating heavy machinery.
And in local news, spring and vaccines are making us extra horny. Hopefully by the time this episode airs, we'll be out of this fourth surge, but please stay careful out there. A Girls on Porn staff member recently went on a date after she and a gentleman caller both tested negative, and then he contracted COVID the next day. Stay safe and stay sweet to each other. Sit on my face and tell me that you love me.
I'm in LA, babe. I can't get over there, but I appreciate the invite. Always
you're
appreciated.
Always you're always welcome to sit on this face and tell me that you love me. We're talking about face sitting,
also known as queening. I'm jumping right into the terms we learned because I don't know how I didn't know that that was a term for it. Queening and kinging, in fact.
And kinging, yes.
Yeah.
Like queening as in a queen sitting on their throne.
But of course.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but of course. Oh, I'm so sorry. It just happened.
And of course, like everything else we discuss, this act has there's a spectrum. There's a variety of ways you can participate in sitting on someone's face.
Mm-hmm.
It can be within a BDSM context where there's like some sort of form of erotic humiliation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you could be smothering someone while you sit in your face. It could also be a part of a good old-fashioned 69 face sitting.
Yeah. You know? And it could also be the varietal, I'll call it, of face sitting that's not really sitting. You're like not really putting your weight on someone.
Yes,
you're just crouching around them and making
your
genitalia handy, you know, making
it's
it conveniently
close.
Located. But you're still holding your weight or squatting in such a way or using furniture.
Furniture. I know. This is interesting to learn about.
Like a queening stool. Or... favorite new thing I learned, a smother box. I'm sure you found the information about this as well. A smother box is a special form of queening stool, which also allows the person under the seat to be locked in place, restrained by the neck, as in a set of stocks, which is just like a really specific comparison to
make. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's absurd. When you think about someone in a box, and then you can add a lock on there too to like give it like a BDSM quality, you know?
Yeah.
It's like literally your head is in a box and there's a hole for your neck and a hole for your face.
This is another case where I was like, that sounds nice. Like, with that video that we watched that we didn't ultimately pick to review, that was clearly just like very low budge, amateur, self-made porn.
Yes.
Where the presumably guy, although we don't see him, it sounded like
he was in like a leather bag.
Yeah, he was encased.
Yeah,
he was encased, and then he was in like a plywood, like homemade smother box, and she's just like putting dirty laundry. I don't know, like clothing in there,
sweaters and scarves.
Yes, yeah, sweaters and scarves, various items of clothing.
Right
now, and very little like sexual contact aside from just that.
Right.
But I was, weirdly, I was like, that seems nice. It just seems nice. Like,
soothing.
I always like being cocooned. Like, when we talked about it in, like, the latex episode, I was like, I feel like
this.
I could get this.
Yeah.
Like,
I just want to be held.
It's just a step further than the gravity blanket. Get on my level, you know?
I get you.
Hold me tight.
Get
Give
on my
me
level
the full weight
tight.
Of your body. Yeah.
I get that. I actually really liked the idea of the queening stool, too, because... when I was reading about it, it makes sense. Like, it allows, like, your pelvic floor muscles to relax.
Yeah.
You know? Because you're not, like, your whole, like, leg muscles aren't engaged to just carry your weight. Like, you're allowed to just sit on this thing. And there's obviously a hole for the person underneath to, like, slide under the hood and go to town.
Just pop onto that hood and see what's doing, you know?
Right, because, like, you know, we talk about this all the time. Like, if I'm going to be sitting on someone's face, I'm going to be not giving them my full weight because I have body dysmorphia and I think that I'll crush everyone.
Yes, babe, but as Honey Bun at Spoonful of Ass legendarily said on Twitter, dear big girls, don't be afraid to get on top. If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies. Right. It's true. But also then, like, you know, I'm scared because I'm like, I'm holding my muscles. I can't really come like that, you know.
Yeah, it makes it hard to relax if you're actually like controlling your weight. So using a stool or some kind of implement or setup where you're not responsible for the weight of your body can be appealing and can let you like relax.
Right. Also interesting to note, face sitting was one of the acts that was banned in porn in the UK.
Yeah, 2014, right?
Yeah, when that happened. Yeah.
Yeah. We also, this is just becoming an episode where I talk about videos we almost reviewed. But we also almost reviewed a video specifically about queening in the UK. And they did some Union Jack. Is that the word?
That's the flag.
That's the flag. Some UK branding.
Propaganda.
A title to say, suck it to that law. So
I know. That was wild,
literally,
wasn't it?
That what was wild?
That law.
Yeah.
Like to say like specific acts, you know?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yes. But that's always a thing, right? That's the very archaic mindset is like certain kinkier acts are
bad.
Are bad and therefore like associated with non-consent. And it's like, nope, consent is consent. Like, doesn't matter what the fucking sex act is. It is.
Yeah.
Consent just has to be freely given, you know?
But also, wasn't squirting one of them? Like, that's, like, weird, because I'm like, that's just, like, a
bodily function.
I genuinely... Exactly.
Like, why is that one?
That one's mean. Like, that's also not something you can control if you're, like, inherently a squirter. So it would just mean to be like, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Like, there's not a space for you here. Like, come on. That's rude.
Don't let your body naturally function. Like, that's just a weird one. I actually didn't remember that squirting was one of them. I remember glancing at the list and being like, oh, it's, you know, it's like stuff like choking or things are like, you're like, I see why you are thinking this way. But again, it's just there's not actually logic to be mined here.
Do you like to sit on a face?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, you know, like not more than like laying on my back and having someone hit me out. Like,
yeah, given the option, I'm taking the lazy girl's way out.
Yes, exactly. Like, I am happy to sit on a face, and by sit, I mean just carefully position my genitals. Especially like in 69, you know, it happens. And yeah, I did get to thinking in this research, I was like, it's been too long since I sat on anyone's face. Like,
I know.
I did think like, ooh, yeah, I want that. And I think I actually do want to do that soon with just like a hint of the, not the humiliation necessarily, but the dominant aspect of it. Like, I want to sit on someone's face in a dominant respect.
Yeah. Smother them. Yeah.
Yeah. Like just a little risk of that. Just a little bit like, would you die for me? You know, very simple.
Also important to note, this is another one of those acts that requires a lot of communication.
Yes. Consistent communication. Are you breathing?
Are you verbal cues, nonverbal cues? Yes. You know, obviously set up before, boundaries, safe words, safe movements, things like that.
Heard of them?
Yeah. Come on, you guys. You know the drill. You've been listening to the pod for a while. but I personally, I mean, I wish that Ryan Murphy knew how much trauma that episode of Nip Tuck caused me where the girl broke his nose.
Right. We have talked about this.
Yes.
What was it? Somebody sneezed?
She sneezed while she was riding what's his face? Like the main guy's. She was riding his face and she sneezed and broke his nose. And then he tried to give himself a rhinoplasty. Yeah. The show was...
Because he's plastic surgeons.
He's a plastic surgeon, yeah. Okay. The show is absolutely batshit bananas, cuckoo bananas.
I didn't know that was Ryan Murphy. That show, like, predated my access to cable television.
Oh, really?
So I never watched it.
It's a sexy show. I mean, it's insane.
Does it hold up? Do we go back to watch it?
I don't know. It was definitely, like, kinky and weird, but...
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of brilliant writing.
Yeah, it was also like weirdly transphobic. I remember a certain episode now that I'm thinking about it. So never mind. Let's not watch it again. But so Nip Tuck really just that memory is
scarred
now
you.
Lodged in my brain. And I think I've only really sat on one face ever. It was with a partner who I trusted. And so I felt comfortable climbing aboard.
Yeah.
And,
did you like?
Sitting on his face. I did, but it was still hard for me to get out of my head, you know?
Yeah.
It was hard for me to get out of my head.
Yeah.
But I was able to get to a point where I was like, yeah, just like relax. Like he can toss me off.
It's true.
You know?
He'll probably overpower you enough to just throw you off the bed or wherever you happen to
be. And honestly, that would have turned me on. So.
So win-win, you know?
I like feeling like I can be tossed off or tossed around.
Yeah.
Because I don't often get that feeling.
I think my anxiety is almost the reverse, that I would get too into it or like grind too hard. Like that's what I would want to do, is actually grind on someone's face.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But I don't know my own strength sometimes, Rachel.
Right, right.
So gotta take that into consideration.
I have some stats.
I love
about
a stat.
Face sitting. Okay, cool. Interestingly enough, face sitting reached peak popularity in April of 2016.
Ooh.
I don't know why or what was happening in April of 2016.
We were in a campaign season.
Oh, we were.
Is that our way of shutting each other up?
Maybe.
I'm pulling shit out of my ass, but it's fun, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
I don't really know. I mean, we could speculate all day long, but something was happening in April 2016 where it really peaked. Women are proportionately Women are proportionally 34% more likely to search for face sitting when compared to men.
Hmm.
Users between the ages of 18 to 34 are the most likely to search for face sitting when compared to all other age groups. Across the United States, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Maine, and Rhode Island are the most interested in face sitting.
Ooh.
And country-wise, visitors from Russia are the most likely to search for face sitting, along with Finland, Belarus, Norway, and Romania.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't really know why.
Have any logic to extrapolate there.
Right.
But
right.
Who cares? Get on ya.
Searches aside from face sitting, like most popular searches include lesbian face sitting, BBW face sitting, femdom face sitting,
yes,
and even face sitting fart.
Which we'll be talking about.
If
later.
You think I was gonna do an episode about face sitting and not talk about farting, you out your damn mind. Yeah, I am fascinated by that idea. And I mean, where to truly even begin? I mean, we'll talk about it more specifically when we get into that.
Yeah, when you get to the video. Those last three categories definitely dip more into that erotic humiliation stuff.
Yes.
Which is
absolutely.
Great. Which is right. Great.
Yeah.
A spectrum of how to sit on a face.
Exactly. A variety. You could even sing the song that Monty Python wrote.
Mm-hmm. Don't sing it again. We can.
Okay.
It was beautiful the first time.
Thanks. All right.
Leave us wanting more.
Thank you. When you're right, you're right. Showdown?
Showdown, baby. Okay. What do you got?
Sitting on my face with my ass. Sniff my divine ass. Tights, face sitting, ass worship.
Tights.
Lots of ass.
Yeah.
Lots of ass.
Making sure you know the ass is involved.
Sitting on my face with my ass. That's what confused me. So are you sitting on
my face with my ass?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I totally
Explain
missed that.
Explain yourself.
Yeah.
Explain
you can't.
The physics.
Physically impossible.
Uh-uh.
I dare say physically impossible.
I know. So
you can't even remove enough like ribs to do that. You know
no.
what I mean?
And please don't try.
Yeah. Don't do that. You can have someone else sit on your face.
Yes.
That's the joy of face sitting. It's a partnered experiment.
Or sit on someone else's.
Mm-hmm. It's good that we're telling them this because I don't know.
They're
if they
listening.
Figure that out.
They're listening. I know that they are.
All right. Here I go. Stepsister sat on my face and made fuck her while parents don't hear 4K.
Made fuck her.
You know, well, I made fuck her.
Yeah.
I made.
Sort of classic,
I just made.
Just so horny, you couldn't even get all the words in. You just had to upload the video so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, because otherwise, like, the spelling and grammar is quite spot on, you know?
Right.
So it's clearly just like we were in such a rush. We couldn't, we just missed a word, you know?
It's like just a simple spell check, you know? A little glance over. Having another set of eyes on it would have really helped you here.
The idea of someone spell checking a porn title, like in their Word doc before they paste it in to the site, is really a funny process to think about.
Right.
The quality control process before posting this.
Let me just really quick.
Yeah. Let's just run this by. Just get some eyes on it, you know?
Let me get my editor to look at
Can we just get post-production team to just do a QC?
Like, that'd be great. Thank you. This one. Quick morning face sitting. Nothing special. Don't even look. Love some reverse psychology. Love it.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't even
now,
look.
You know, don't even look. Nothing special. Don't even look.
Nothing to see
well,
here.
Well, now I'm gonna.
Oh, did you?
No.
I know.
But I get what they're, I like the tactic, you know. Sets them apart.
Game recognized game. Okay.
Right.
Squirt on my mouth, she come twice and piss on his face, face sitting. I wanted to sing that one. It was a lot of caps.
Thank you.
Fit the song.
Right.
Squirt on my mouth, she come twice and piss on his face, face sitting.
Okay, well, I don't like this because immediately they're putting piss and squirt along with the same thing. So I'm like, come on, we've already, like, this argument is so old. Like, don't keep convoluting the two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I couldn't go on any longer.
Sorry.
I couldn't go on any longer without it. Like, with it just, like, living there at, like, the top, you know? Loser gets tied down and ruined with a couple cheeky farts.
Oh.
I love a cheeky fart.
I love a cheeky fart that ruins you.
Yeah, right.
You know?
He's like, yes.
It does feel like a contradiction in terms, but right, that's what's nice about it is like, man, yeah, you got ruined just by like a cheeky fart. Like not right, even like a heinous right, one. It was just well, cheeky and you fell to pieces.
It's cheeky. It's because cheeky to me means it's like small, maybe. Like it's just a quick small one. But like if he's ruined, like sometimes those small ones are the killers.
Listen, killer farts come in all shapes and sizes.
It's true.
We don't discriminate based on fart size here. And yeah, sometimes those little squeakers.
Squeakers.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Meow. Now this is just a farting episode.
She loves to see the slave's face beneath her college face sitting ass domination.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Too many words.
We fall all the way apart as yes, this goes on. So yes, she loves to, so we've got, clearly it's domination because we've got a submissive slave involved. So she loves to see the slave's face beneath her college face sitting ass domination.
It's like they put the words in a blender and they just pressed mm-hmm, high.
Like I'm like a college face or like yeah, beneath her college. Like college does not latch on to either of the things that it is adjacent to.
Right.
So
they threw college in there just to get those
somehow
views.
They figured out that like college is like a buzzy word. Does right, it matter what it means or who or what it applies to?
Nah. Nope. Not at all. Okay. Nope. Last one.
Okay.
Lesbian sits on my face and test my orgasms, dot, dot, or taste my orgasms.
Wait, it literally says that? Test or taste?
Yes.
Test.
They gave us options.
Yeah, they were like, plot twist. You came to get your orgasm tested because you definitely know what that is.
Right.
Don't worry, but like, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't discern
or
logic.
Taste. I don't either.
Yeah.
Test or taste? Is it a taste test? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lesbian sits on my face and test my orgasms. So that's confusing, right?
Uh-huh.
Because if they're the ones.
Lesbian sit on my face.
Yeah. And test
my orgasms. I love when we get into like deep mystery reality. It's like, really? We got to figure it out.
Break it apart.
Yeah.
Break it apart piece by piece.
Let's take a minute to unpack this, you know? Yeah. I don't.
There's nothing to unpack here.
No, it's just bad writing. It's just sloppy writing. I was about to be like, oh, so we're testing this person's ability to yes, give orgasm. I was like, yes, why am I doing this?
No,
why am I doing the work? Why am I doing the work, Rachel? Should we take a break?
Yeah.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Excuse me.
We're back to make childish jokes about farts. It's what you expect from us. It's what you're getting.
The first video we're going to talk about is called Face Sitting Fart Fetish. It's from Tall Goddess Gia. This is her little Pornhub porn star profile blurb, and I thought it was nice to include it.
Yeah.
I am a 6'1 tall Amazon goddess with long legs, big size 13 feet, and a sadistic passion for dominating men. So start worshiping your goddess and take notes. Spoil me to get my attention. Maybe one day, if you're lucky, I will grace your face with my feet or crushed between my thighs. So that's
One day I will... What was the last sentence?
Maybe one day, if you're lucky, I will grace your face with my feet or crushed between my thighs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just, strange wording there. But I get it. Yeah, she's going to crush us with her thighs. She's going to feed us. She's going to put her feet on our faces.
Yeah. So this
or
is
she's
going to
fart in our faces, which is what we have here.
Goddess Gia is all about. Where to begin? We're on a wrestling mat.
Also, important to note, this is a teaser for a longer video.
Yes,
just like a wild 2.5 minutes.
Right.
Because sometimes Rachel and I like to give ourselves a break, okay?
Yeah. So, but you can buy the full clip or the vid on her profile. Okay.
Yes.
So it's called Take a Whiff.
Yes.
And so... She's
or that's on one of the that's like the title that pops
yes,
up. It's called Face Sitting Fart Fetish according to the title and
the text that comes across the screen says Take a Whiff exclamation mark, which I loved. We're on like a purple wrestling mat. She's in a bodysuit and a very tiny man is underneath her. And she's kind of head to toe, like we're not like, you know what I mean? Like his face is in her ass.
Yeah.
Like her face is pointing towards his feet. You know what I'm saying? Like we're in like a 69 position, but like he's in her butt, essentially.
He's in her butt.
And
she's got his face in her ass.
Like, she's eating these like nacho cheese chips. And she's like, oh, you still want these chips? They're nacho cheese. No wonder the smell is so bad.
Yeah. It's brilliant. It's just.
And immediately I am pissing my pants laughing.
Yeah.
And she goes, you're ready for dessert? And this tiny scrawny man is literally like trying to like wriggle free. This is like on the humiliation end of the spectrum.
Yes.
So this
and
tiny
like fully man, lives in the world of like ridiculous, campy, like tropey porn.
Like he's playing. It's obvious that he's like playing pretend because his arms are not restrained, but he's fully like playing along, you know? He's just like pretending to not like it. And he's like, oh my God, what else did you eat? That's so gross. And she's like,
I had a lot of these chips today.
Well, you know? And it's like the sound of the farts like between like those like immediately going on skin is like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like their farts
yes,
are like
there has to be like a special acoustic quality of her farting into his like face, into his nose.
His mouth. Yes.
And like what happens when it encounters that other surface. Because the sound is
so
like
special,
perfectly muffled and it's just perfect comedy.
And like, she is straight up smothering him. And he's really she's like, you like it under there.
And he does like stay like really stay in there while she's farting and then be like,
still.
Like
oh,
after
so
like a
smelly.
While.
Right. But like he's really smothered under there, and she's like kind of like grinding, like rubbing it on there, and she's like, "Oh, I feel one coming." And she farts, and he goes, "Oh, it goes right up my lungs." And that, when he said that, that really set me over the edge.
Up my lungs, didn't it, Maria?
The visual of like noxious, like toxic green gas going straight up into his nostrils and like filling his lungs, like a cartoon fart, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it really, really got me. I don't know what else to say about this video.
I know. I don't. I'm just sort of sitting back and enjoying how much you're losing it over this. This
is like nothing
pure unadulterated joy. For those that
hinted, kill me.
Yes. For those that don't have Patreon and can't watch, don't subscribe to our Patreon. By the way, subscribe to our Patreon and can't see the visual of Rachel right now. She's like crying, laughing.
Because it was insane. And I just think farts are like the funniest fucking thing. And there's nothing better when like someone else thinks that they're funny. But there's also nothing better when someone else is like pissed off about a fart.
Which you know all too well.
Right, because
that was our like roommate living situation, was me being like, dude.
like you could your ass
give
is
me a
pointed
heads up.
Towards me. Like, oh my god. So yeah, I love farts. I think that they're funny. And that's all I got for you today, guys.
Great. Great. Gold.
Ooh, should we?
Golden.
Should we move on to the other video?
Can you fart on command? Like if you had to do this video and you were with a partner that you were comfortable farting in their face, that was their thing, could you here it comes, or would you have to just like pray and hope and it would sometimes happen?
I think Well, it depends, because it depends on what I've been eating. But
right
now I'm pretty empty. My tank is empty. Well, I haven't eaten anything.
Well, so I wasn't necessarily asking you to fart right now.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Although
sorry.
Maybe I was. Maybe okay. I did mean that.
I thought you were insinuating right now.
No, I meant
I don't know. Patreon content. I don't fucking know. Like, grasping at straws here.
No, I meant, like, can you fart on command? Like, can you cry on command? Like, I didn't mean, like, can you fart right now, bitch?
Oh, yeah.
We got this money to make.
Yeah. Okay. I can definitely.
Hypothetically speaking, yes. could you imagine being able to be like, here it comes?
100%. 100%.
Okay.
Me and my ex-boyfriend love to punctuate a sentence with a fart. And then go, what was that? Sorry, what'd you say?
it's a specific
type of closeness. All right, yes. Anyways.
Shall we?
Crash Pad series.
Yeah.
So excited to circle back to one of our faves, Crash Pad. Obviously, we got this on Pink Label.
A standby, a staple.
Uh-huh. Episode 196 with Arabelle Raphael and Daisy Ducati. I'm glad we picked this one because the photo that they chose for like the thumbnail is like Daisy, like joyously, like bouncing, like with her pigtails, like on Arabelle's face.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is going to be good. And a synopsis. I mean, this is basically set up like every other Crash Pad. So like all of a sudden they're at this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
We get the idea that they're like they were out or something because they're wearing these amazing outfits. I mean,
which is a theme, like a lot of like coming back from the club or the party or the date or whatever.
I particularly love Arabelle's leopard print dress. Maybe that's just because I've been watching a lot of The Nanny recently. And Daisy Ducati's got this like pink sequin like romper on. It's really fun. And they're just like they lay down and the shot is great. It's like an aerial shot of them on the bed. Like,
yeah, it feels very slumber party, which
I love. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my God, I haven't gotten laid in forever. They also were like, we're just like fucking like cis straight white dudes. Like it's boring. Like, and they were like, I want to fuck something pretty. And I'm like, oh, I know where we're going here, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, just easy setup, just a nice loft, you know, like just lofting it to us.
We don't need much. Yeah.
Yeah. Lobbing? Lofting. Lofting? Lobbing.
Lob it over? Both.
Just lob it. Yeah.
And I'll loft it back to you. and she's like, you know, Arabelle's like, oh, well, how horny are you? And Daisy's like, I'm so horny. And then they start, like, it feels really casual. It feels very real. Like, they're kind of giggling. And they're like, well, we could have some fun right now. They start kissing and, like, taking off each other's clothes. And I do have to say that they both have a full set of nails in this video. Yes. And I was like, how are we going to do this? But I love that Arabelle mentions it. Because that's something you don't see a lot. They acknowledge it. And she's like, sorry, I haven't like used my hands like in a long time with like a full set of nails. Like, and Daisy was like, oh my God, I don't care. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Because, you know, there's just a lot of hands used and fingers used.
They're also not like spike nails though. They are like manicured nails. They're cause a problem. But yeah, I like that they acknowledge it. So it's almost a way of being like,
right,
I'm going to be careful and not try to like rip up your innards.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But then they do also, like, really do some, like, vigorous finger fucking, you know?
Our favorite porn performer, the Hitachi Wand, makes an appearance.
Big star.
It's like a Lisa Frank Hitachi Wand.
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
Yes, it's the Hitachi Wand of my, nostalgic middle school, elementary school dreams. It feels creepy to say elementary school because we're talking about a wand and we're talking about sex. Yeah. It's also middle school feels weird, too, because I didn't really start masturbating until high school. But
Lisa Frank. Yeah.
That's accurately the era when I had Lisa Frank. So me as a nostalgic person. Okay. Yeah. We get it, right?
Yeah.
We get
that I'm not. You're not being a weirdo.
Yep. Question for pedophile behavior. Great.
And then, of course, we get some great face sitting. And Daisy, like, climbs aboard. Arabelle, like, obviously, like, really fucking loves it. She's, like, really into it. She's, you know, like, Daisy's, like, doing this great thing where she's, like, kind of, like, twerking and, like, riding back and forth. Like, she's clearly unafraid of, like, sitting and, like, giving her full weight. Which I enjoyed watching.
Yeah.
And it was also like really like gleeful and joyous as opposed to like the humiliation face sitting, which you would see in some other videos, you know?
Yeah. Although that said, it does also get like rigorous sort of. Like I had a note that I was like, oh, the face sitting at the end is like where it's at, where there's like grinding and it gets like a little bit more like, ooh, and there's like,
she's it's getting partially, close to,
it's a great demonstration also of like, consensual, like it's not like about the consent inside of this because it's there is communication, but it's about like Arabelle on the bottom, like the person being sat on, like initiating that rigor, if that makes sense. Like she's almost like rubbing her face in her and like and having like Daisy rock back and forth. Do you know what I mean? Like she's it's like God, I'm such a nerd. It's like stage combat where like the person who is actually the like quote unquote like victim of the violence is leading the choreography.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, they like she uses her body to like you know, underneath and like uses her thighs to like rub back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I also like loved that they both came and then sex continued. Like again, like an orgasm doesn't really need to signify the end of a sexual encounter.
I love that when Arabelle comes also, we can see that she's pointing her toes. Like she's just fervently pointed them. And I was like, that's real. That's real. Like it's she's like so basically real. Curling her toes. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Also fun. I keep pointing. What am I? Yeah. Who am I trying to be?
I've got something to say.
Fun with titty sizes. Like Daisy's smaller tits, like petite tits. And then we have Arabelle's like massive natural tits that I say with utmost affection are just like flopping around and like at one point Daisy is riding her face. It's like face sitting on her.
Yeah.
And she's like shaking her tits and like squeezing them. And I was like, this is awesome. Like this is fun. And,
I know. She was not afraid to play with her big tits, which I love.
Yeah.
They're both really great performers and I enjoy watching them. They both clearly had a lot of fun with this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
and enjoyed really each other's like bodies,
and, like great chemistry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I liked it. That was like a great example of like how to incorporate face sitting in a fun, like varied way.
Right,
and the overall scene was like great and hot.
Yeah, right. It felt like this is a sleepover, and they just like had some fun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do,
which I loved. So, I mean, that one turned me on, obviously. Mm-hmm. So that's going in my spank bank. But how do you feel?
Yeah, that's in my spank bank, too.
For sure.
I can't say that the farts aren't my kink.
And unfortunately, I will be showing it to
anyone
and
everyone. They're yours, but in a different way. Yeah. I feel like that's now your icebreaker pre-sex. Like, yeah. You're going to bring
How
people home and
this?
Be like, like, what? Can we get
what
on this
thoughts?
Level?
Totally. Absolutely. And I will be searching for the Lisa Frank Hitachi wand after we get off of this recording session.
Feel free to DM us those
links
if
anyone knows,
if you know where to
find
get it.
I need one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the podcast, on our website at girlsonporn.com, and on Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. If you write us a review in Apple Podcasts and want to give us 5 stars, feel free to drop your handle and we'll tag you on Instagram and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.